we decided it was time to ask, you know, who's really using apps? How many people? Who's really into them? Who's not using them? And our latest report found that 35% of adults have apps on their phone, but only 24% are actually using the apps that they have.
So they have these smartphones, and yet all these apps that everyone's talking about don't make the same kind of rush through onto their phones, actually.
Exactly. Yeah. We found sort of two camps. There's a core user group. You know, they tend to be young, male, educated, affluent. They're really into their apps. They have a lot of them. They use them a lot. But then we found, particularly among older adult cell phone users, that they're either not aware of what their phones are capable of. They aren't sure if they have apps on their phone. Yeah. Or they have apps and they just aren't interested in using them.
Huh. I know people who will go from BlackBerry to iPhone and basically just use it for email. And I go, hold on, if you're just doing email, stick with your BlackBerry. There's a lot of people just don't get what they are, I think.
I think that's true. I think there's a definitional issue going on here. Even within the industry, there doesn't seem to be a widely shared definition of what is and is not an app, and I think that's affecting the consumer a little bit.
We talked to your colleague, Aaron Smith, a couple months ago about a report that looked at mobile and showed that the mobile world just really, really taking off with just growing percentages that are almost hard to keep track of. How do we take these two reports in conjunction with one another? Do they necessarily conflict with one another?
No, I don't think they do, actually, because I think what we're seeing in the app story is the very early stages of sort of a classic tech adoption story. There's no doubt Americans are into their cell phones and growing more and more so every day. And I think we're going to see app use continue to rise, and we're going to see people's familiarity with apps continue to rise. I think we're just in the early stages today of people figuring out sort of what apps can do, how to use them, and how to turn their mobile devices into a device that meets their own personal needs. And I think that's really what apps offers people, and I think that's going to be the appeal of apps over time, is they allow people to really take that mobile device and make it function really well in their own life.
It's that bell curve that we always talk about, and we're still in the early part of that bell curve.
We are, exactly, and we've seen this with other tech adoption stories. We just released a report a couple weeks ago about social network site use. It was a young person's activity, and we found over the past year that it's doubled among adults over 50. So I think we're going to see that same spreading of apps use into a more diverse user group over time.
I know you did this report with Nielsen, and Nielsen found that most people use their device for email, phones, the other big thing, and text messaging. Those, if you take those three things, that's pretty much what people do with their phones.
Yeah, relatively, apps use is still pretty low on the list of things people do with their phones. The top activities are taking pictures and texting by far. More than 7 in 10 adult cell phone users engage in those activities on their phones. And by comparison, only 29% of cell phone users, you know, say that they're using apps right now. But again, there's a little bit of definitional issue here, because some of the activities that adults tell us they're doing on their phones actually use apps, but then people tell us they're not apps users. So again, I think there's some real confusion among consumers about when they are and are not using apps on their phones.
They could be doing it and don't even know it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about the youth factor, because I have these young nieces and nephews, some as young as 2 years old, and they pick up in mostly iPhones or iPads or whatever, and they can work their way through it better than I can, and I'm a pretty techie guy. They just almost innately know how to use these things, and your survey finds that among young folks, it comes pretty naturally to them.
It does come pretty naturally to them. They tend to have more apps on their phones. They tend to use them more often. And age really is the strongest driver here of apps use. Apart from other demographics, it's really age that's driving the story. So we haven't yet asked the apps questions of the teen population. We'll probably do that on our next survey. But it clearly, you know, the younger adults are making up the bulk of the app user population right now. In our survey, we found that 18 to 29-year-olds make up half of all adult app users.
Our audience, mostly federal government folks and government folks in general, a lot of folks trying to jump into creating these apps, or at least making data available to create these apps, is Does this report say that that's not worth their time, or just their, it, you have to understand that this is a fairly cutting edge?
Yeah, I think it's the latter. I think it, the message to people out there, I think, is those developing apps, is just to recognize where the consumer is at right now. I think this exploding apps market that we've got going on is a little bit ahead of the average cell phone user at the moment. They'll probably catch up, and again, we'll see the use spread to a more diverse audience. But I think it is important to recognize that we're at the early stages, and right now, you know, there is this core group of apps users, but, you know, they're a pretty distinct group of cell phone users who are really into the trend right now.
And so make sure that you're, this is not something that you're making for everybody. Make sure you're focused on that niche. But I'd also, I mean, what I read between the lines is that this is increasingly going to be the way that a lot of folks get their information. And if you're not doing anything with it right now, you could really be way behind if you're not doing it at all.
Well, I think that's probably the most important part of the story. You know, a lot of people in the tech industry say that, you know, apps are the new revolution and it's where we're going in the future. Again, they allow people to do something that we've seen a lot over the last couple of years. You know, the web opened up so much content to people and it broke down boundaries, but it was a little chaotic and it was a little overwhelming for people. And the trend we've seen for internet users over the last couple of years is towards customization and filtering. How do I find the information and how do I engage in the activities that are going to be most useful and meaningful to me? And I think apps are a way that people have figured out that they can customize content, they can filter content, and they can get on their device only those things that are really meaningful to them.
Yeah. Apps by folks in this lower, the lower income folks. And when we talked to Aaron, he said, you know, mobile phones, people who may not even be able to afford computers, all of a sudden they have internet on their phone. And so that's really an access way. And there was some statistic where the number was much higher among folks with less than 50,000, making less than 50,000 a year than I thought it was, than I expected.
Yeah, I think that's, again, going along with the trends we've seen in some other reports we've released recently. There's a move toward mobile, and the move toward mobile has been especially pronounced among low-income and non-white Americans.
Yeah.
And mobile devices do provide internet access to those who maybe couldn't afford a desktop computer or a laptop computer. So for that population, their phone is really their connection to the world, and it's their connection to the internet. And those phones have to function for them because they have no other options.
The report is fantastic because you parse it out in all sorts of different ways. Any data in there that just when you saw it, it just really surprised you?
I think we were most surprised, again, at the fact that when we asked people if they had bought a phone that came preloaded with apps,
yeah,
1 in 10 cell phone users told us, I don't know.
Right.
And I think that's really sort of the bottom line of the story, which is, you know, we're just starting to understand this whole apps thing. And, you know, there's a pretty good chunk of cell phone users who really aren't quite sure yet what to make of it.
Yeah, it's funny with all the there's an app for that kind of commercials going on. A lot of folks just don't get what that actually means.
Yeah, and again, I think, you know, they hear the term used so popularly, and they aren't really sure. You know, if you ask them to define it, they'd be hard-pressed to give you a definition.